BC Lions franchise quarterback Nathan Rourke joins us, and he's trying to be Canada's quarterback on the flag football team that still needs to qualify for the Los Angeles Olympics, but I think there's a really good chance that that happens. Nathan, what has this foray for you been like? You played in your first, I believe it's the British Columbia Adult Flag Football League. You played in your first game this past Sunday. So what was that like for you?
Yeah, it's fun. It's a fun type of football. It was a good group, good environment. But I think pretty competitive, and you know, we played some pretty good teams, and just getting a sense for what the game is like and how the pace is going to be, some of the rules, you know, what it's like catching a snap from 10 yards with a rusher coming at you, field dynamic dimensions. Those are all like things that I needed to feel, and that's part of the reason why I'm doing that.
Was that the first flag football game you had ever played in?
No. I played flag when I was growing up. Yeah, it was alongside tackle when I was young. But it's first time in a while, and first time playing fives, which is a whole different thing. I played sevens and maybe eights. When I was playing it, they were still trying to figure out the rules, and they were trying to figure out what the international rules were going to be, and they were trying to copy that. No, this is the first time playing fives.
How is fives different from sevens or eights?
Smaller field. So sevens, usually they play the full field bigger dimension. So the fives is quite the small field. You can play like three games on one field. You play width-wise. So that's the way at least they did it this past Sunday. And yeah, you can get a lot of football in. And they're really quick, 45 minutes, really quick halftime. Play two games a day. It's good.
Your jersey caught some people's attention.
Yeah.
Specifically the name on the back, Moneybags, and the money sign on it. How did that come to be?
Well, it's really not that crazy of a story. I joined the team late. That team's been actually together for a couple years now. They've had a bunch of SFU alumni who kind of come together. We used to play football together, and now they're on the team. And so they've had those jerseys for a while, and they're ordering me a new one, but I didn't have a jersey. And the only one that fit me was the one that I wore, which was, I had money bags and dollar signs. So yeah, I didn't want to, but the other one, I would have to wear like a extra, extra large and look kind of silly.
So. It's kind of appropriate. You're the highest paid player in the Canadian football.
Well, that's what I didn't really want to highlight that.
I'll do that for you. In terms of the jersey that you're going to get, will it be Rourke number 12?
I don't know. There's a thing. It's kind of like roller derby in a way, where everyone goes by a nickname in flag. So no one has the real name on the back. It's always like some kind of joke or nickname or something like that. And I don't know what I'm going to do, but maybe I'll get Kid Canada.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
That's catchy.
Yeah.
Are you set on that, or do you decide that, or do your teammates decide that?
That's a good question. I don't know. Well, I'll let you know when I figure it out.
I heard you had some nice rookie treatment. You had to be the beer guy. Is that right?
I was on a Saskatchewan Rough Rider show, and they brought that up. And it never ended up coming to pass, but it has been suggested.
Did you have to at least like carry the bag of footballs or anything like that? Like,
no. The guys were awesome. They were really cool about it. I didn't get any type of rookie hazing.
Are there any players on the team that played tackle at SFU or that people might know?
Yeah. My buddy Dallas Dixon. He was with the Lions in camp in 22.
Nathan, there's been a lot of talk about the BC Lions backing you in this foray to try to make the Olympic team, if indeed the team does qualify for the LA Games. But then there's some fans that are asking about the injury risk. Yeah. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I know that when I've talked to the Lions, that they've been extremely supportive. Both Buck and Riggs have been super supportive. They actually called me before I called them about the flag thing. They came up in league meetings in February about, you know, potentially some planning and stuff like that. And it seems like the CFL as well as the Lions are going to be super supportive. So we wouldn't have done it without their blessing. I think they know at the end of the day, it's not going to take away from my tackle prep. Like, I'm still going to be doing that with the CFL, and that's my main focus. And this is just something I do for a couple hours on the weekends. But yeah, it's not a huge commitment in terms of physical asking. Like, it's not a ton of drops. It's just a little bit of throws. And if anything, I'm getting more reps at Skelly. So.
Can playing flag football help your tackle game?
I think there's probably an argument to be made. Yeah. I mean, it's a little bit more anticipation, tighter windows. In some ways, the timing is different, but sometimes the timing's faster because it's, you know, there's less people going on. And it's going to be really good with your eyes because guys can, there's not a lot of field. So the DBs can cover a lot of ground. And so you have to be really good with your eyes. And then the rusher is coming at you. And if you're staring down a receiver, he's going to go and block it, right? So he's going to get a hand up in your face, right? So it's really important to kind of have some misdirection and stuff like that. Right? There's opportunity to that to carry over to the 12-man game.
TSN's Glenn Suter was there watching your game, and he said that there was only one drive where he didn't score a touchdown. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. There was two more, but they were like end of half of the game situation. So like they had like one play and then it went to the half. But then, yeah, we had one drive where we, the first game against the Yetis, where we didn't score. So
was that expected? Like a seamless integration into flag football season?
No, I had no expectations. I went in with just kind of be like, I'm going to give this a shot and see how it goes. And thankfully it went okay. I think ultimately I'm happy with it. No complaints.
What would your ideal situation look like in terms of the Olympics? Is it joining Team Canada after they qualify following the 2026 CFL season and then get ready to go play at the games?
Yeah, so I don't really know.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. Forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
So the timeline of it, I think that was something that was discussed at the league meetings. I've heard that they might, you know, if the Phil Potts want to play, for example, if they want to play, like they might give those teams buys for one of the 3 weeks, just so they're not missing three games. I think that's the kind of support that I've kind of heard about from the CFL, and that would be great. Not sure, obviously. The big thing is for us is injuries. Who's going to be liable? Right? My plan is to try to do. To obviously play in this rec league up until camp starts in May, and then stay in touch with them, see how the season goes. Obviously, if I come out healthy, there'll be some things to do in December and possibly February. Basically, try to be as involved as possible and without, forgetting about my commitment to the Lions, because that's going to be prioritized. When it comes down to trying to make the team, I'll try to make the team. When that happens, I'm sure that they're going to do it if they want to have CFL players, which I heard that they do. They want to do it outside of our season. And so they might do it in February or April of 28, a training camp, a selection camp, or whatever. Obviously, like you said, we do have to qualify. I was talking with Michael O'Connor today, who's going to do a good job. No doubt that they'll do it. But and then the plan would be to go down for a camp, and obviously, you know, we have to miss 3 games or 3 weeks, but it would be great if we had, like, maybe, you know, a bye week, and then we missed, you know, maybe 1 game or maybe 2 games, worst case, in July. Like, that's not the end of the world, and it's the Olympics, so hopefully there's going to be some grace there.
Tyson Philpott was talking about the impact that could be made in terms of eyeballs on the Canadian Football League. For example, if he caught a touchdown pass on Patrick Surtain at the Olympics, that could get people Googling the CFL.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that's a possibility?
Yeah, absolutely. I think after the USA team beat all those NFL players, I'm sure there's a lot of people trying to figure out who those guys were, right? Because they're flag dominant players, and they certainly dominated that outing, right? So I think it certainly could. I think overall it's a net positive for the league if we're able to participate.
In terms of the BC Lions preparing for this season, are you completely healthy after last year? Sometimes in these interviews, like last year with Trevor Harris, you discover things that guys have that they don't want to talk about during the season.
Oh, really? I don't know if I'd still tell you. I might tell you off camera, but no, I'm feeling good. I'm very lucky. This is the second off season in a row where I don't have anything lingering. So I'm very, very fortunate to be healthy going into camp again.
You've been busy on social media, it seems like, out in the community, really earning that marketing money, so to speak. But it seems natural to you. Do you feel like it comes that way?
I think there's a lot of things that I would do regardless if I was getting paid or not. Like, I think there's an importance to being out and being involved in growing the game and being in the community and going to grassroots things and going to youth football and being a part of the women's game. And like, I think that those things are pretty natural to me. I'd still go to sporting events, right? I'd still go to, like, support Vancouver Sports and all those different type of things. And I'd still want to be a part of some of our school programs because I think that that's important and I enjoy being a part of those type of things. So, yeah, I think certainly would probably, you know, marketing contract or not, I think I'd be out there. And I think you want to take advantage of the opportunity of being an athlete and being a BC Lion, and because I think that does hold weight.
What are your goals for the 2026 CFL season?
I mean, besides winning the whole thing and being in Calgary, I think as a team, we recognize the importance of winning the West and hosting not only a playoff game, but the playoff game, the West final. That plays a big deal. We really want to be able to be able to play it on our home turf. But for me, I think I'd love to be able to have less interceptions. I was in double digits, so love to keep that to single digits this year. Obviously, they're going to happen. We got some good players in this league who make plays, but and there's tip balls. But, you know, I think there's some decisions I could, you know, that I'd like to take back and not turn the ball over as much.
Do you look at your statistics in terms of passing yards over 5,000 and passing touchdowns and say, I want to build on those and that could lead to even more team success, or how do you view it?
I think that type of thing is usually a reflection of the team success. So we were very efficient last year on offense and we were good at moving the ball. And if those are all good things. And so if we can continue to play at that level, I think the stats are going to take care of themselves. And at the end of the day, we want to win football games.
Have you watched the film from the West final last year? Yeah. What were your takeaways from it?
Yeah, we got to be better situationally. Started out a little bit rough. Took a while to get our stride, but once we did, I thought we moved the ball really, really well. Had a costly red zone turnover that really changed the outcome of the game, I think. And then down, you know, but, you know, regardless of all that, you know, we had opportunities to get first downs at the end of the game, and we didn't. And we got to put our defense in better positions. There's when you get to that end of the season and that time of the year, you're going to have the best quarterbacks in the league playing, and you can't give them the ball, especially at home turf when they've been there before. Trevor's too good; he's going to make plays, and so we can't put our defense in that position, and we have to end the game with you know in victory formation, you know, and we didn't do that. We had the opportunities to do it, and we didn't do it. We had some stupid penalties, like operationally, like just about false starts and snapping the ball too early. And it's just things that I look back and shake my head. So year two, those type of things can be acceptable.
Was watching that game, though, a reminder of how close you were to getting to the Grey Cup?
I think it was more more about just saying, like, man, we were that close and we still got a long way to go. And that's, I think, exciting.
Definitely. There's a lot of people excited to watch you this season. Nathan, thanks for the time.
Yeah, appreciate you.